Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban on the wildly popular social media app TikTok. The vote was a bipartisan 352-65. Lawmakers have argued the China-based company is a threat to national security. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't support a ban on TikTok. The legislation did not ban TikTok. It's simply a divestiture of TikTok so that this social media platform can be owned by an American company that would protect the data and the privacy of the American consumer from malignant foreign interests like the Chinese Communist Party.
China said the law is an act of bullying by the United States that would backfire. The bill now goes to the Senate. President Joe Biden said if it passes, he'll sign it. And an Israeli attack hit a United Nations aid distribution center in Rafah on Tuesday, killing at least 5 people and wounding dozens. The warehouse was run by the UN Relief and Works Agency, known as UNRWA, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I don't know the details of what happened. I do know, based on what we've heard from the Israeli government, that the IDF is investigating, the Israeli Defense Forces are investigating this incident. And of course, we will look closely to see what that investigation produces.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini said his group regularly reports his activities and distribution points to the Israeli military. 165 UNRWA employees have been killed in the war and 150 UNRWA facilities attacked. More than 400 Palestinians have been killed seeking shelter under the United Nations flag. And the war on Gaza is threatening to engulf the West Bank, where violence has surged since October 7th. Clashes overnight killed at least 2 Palestinians seeking refuge at a hospital in Jenin. Witnesses say 4 others were wounded as they ran into the emergency room. Attorney Dimitri Lascaris is in Jenin. He tells WBAI he visited the hospital this morning.
Overnight, 3 a.m. approximately, 6 men were shot at the entrance to the emergency ward of the Jenin Governorate Hospital. 2 of them were killed. We were fortunate enough to interview the director of the hospital, who, based on witness accounts and his review of the security tapes, concluded that none of these 6 men who were shot was carrying any weapons. They were all running away from gunfire. They were seeking refuge in the emergency ward of the hospital.
Lascaris adds at least one of the men was shot in the back.
I saw 2 men who had been wounded by hit by bullets. One of them, it appeared from the videotapes, that he was struck with a bullet in the leg as he was running into the hospital. Because he was limping, he looked like he had been shot in the leg, and 4 of the men who were shot are being treated at the hospital currently, or they were being treated when we were there this morning. The other one that I saw shot, the bullet hit him literally as he passed into the emergency ward and came within the view of the camera. So he was like right at the entrance when he was shot, and he fell forward, collapsed in a pool of blood.
Lascaris was shown video of the incident by hospital officials. He says it appears to be a trap set by Israeli snipers.
The director of the hospital says that the most plausible explanation is that these were Israeli snipers who had a vantage point. They might have been on top of a building, but they had a vantage point which allowed them to fire into the emergency ward of the hospital.
Last month, 3 injured Palestinians were killed in their hospital beds in Jenin by Israeli agents disguised as women. The United Nations says the killings are being investigated as a potential war crime. Closer to home, the New York State Assembly voted Wednesday to ban fracking using carbon dioxide. Supporters of the bill say it was an attempt by the gas industry to get around the state's 10-year-old anti-fracking law by using CO2 instead of water as a fracking medium. Northeast Region Director for Food and Water Watch is Alex Bouchamp.
Fracking is this drilling technique where you traditionally use a huge amount of water laced with chemicals. You pump it into the ground at high velocity and it breaks the rock or fractures it. That's where the name comes from. And then the theory is the gas comes up.
Bouchamp says the next stop for the legislation is the state Senate.
So now it's sort of all eyes on Andrew Stewart Cousins. It's very clear we have the votes in the Senate to pass this. The question is probably more, when will they put it up to a vote? When will they bring it to the floor? If they want to, they could bring it up for a vote today. We've done all the steps.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.